ordinance to appoint sheriff of the old house on the very day of the day to be sheriff's evidence. He just wanted to be sheriff. He wanted to be a sheriff. How you want it all that happened to him is going to be required of him. So, he wanted to be sheriff. People have very grueling jobs this year. And things have been tough to do, as you all know. And we've been all going up there to men for years and years. And everything is going on that it is. He was looking out for something. In Latin, and give us a call, and keep us all in the bridge, and on the journey of the team, we'll all be welcome. And it's not only the island, born with his high school, so we'll all just think about it. I must say a very big thank you to the man, our longest company professional, and he has been a great friend to us, he's not in charge of us. He's raised money for charities, he's raised money for flying, and many other things than anything we ever asked him to do, he did more than we ever did. And it was wonderful to make such a wonderful thing, and to be devoid of things. But I have to think about you, too. And the wonderful citizens they were, you really made me proud to you. And a very sad goodbye to you all.
Thank you, Auntie Fran. Very well said. Now, I have just two little goodbye messages I'd like to slot in. One comes from Ian Fanning at that other very wonderful station, 50GR, which is a 24-hour station, and up there. And we're going up here. You have a very good substitute in listening to 50GR. And don't feel a bit sad that we're going, because when I get here, man, I will play Hank's radio. They'll never see their door for me until maybe they give me even a 5-minute spot on some of their programs. So there's always the hope that we'll be able to tune into old Manx Radio on 219, maybe on a Sunday, and hear myself with a few old jittery 78s. They won't have a damp, wet basement. They have a lovely four-story building here, a lovely white building up on Douglas Head, and they have their library on the, on the studio, up on the second floor where the studios are. Next to the library, so they haven't even electric light there that I thought they were now standing. And Auntie Fran has gone down in our wellies, and I have called the wellies from wherever I want to go down. So things would be much changed if I can get an old spot on Manx Radio. So here's Mr. Ian Fanning from TPPR with a little goodbye message to Fran and I and the 78 show.
Best love for Jimmy Murray. Good morning to you, Jimmy. To hope that you are not working so hard. And that's a blessing to the defenders. Tony Boylan, who is heading off to the Alaman to retire. So Tony, wish you a very safe journey for you and your wife, Fran. You'll have a lovely time, and you certainly enjoy the rest that you're going to have. So then, here's Ella Fitzgerald, who's been a good man, and good night, my love.
Lovely. This present came from Ian Fanning on Triple T R Radio, and he says, "For my love and quality of goodbye message." Now we have another little farewell message from the great man himself, Mr. Davey, and we'll hear that now in just a few moments. Don't forget, between now and 2 p.m. our closing time, I'll make that deliberate mistake while talking to you on microphone. And if you spot it, you can be winning yourself another album. And if more than one who is spotted, well, if you put them in the box, just say we're going to deal with the orchestration director and say we're in the box. Another correct one on the Jimmy Murray record that he played on his table. All we want to know is the name of the orchestra. Our phone number, once again, is 424058 is our number, and don't forget to watch out for the deliberate mistake. Here now is our little goodbye message and good wishes for the Isle of Man from great man himself, Mr. Davey.
Telephones work perfectly in the Isle of Man. I'm emigrating there on the 24th of October. I'm retired and I'm traveling to a peaceful island. Right on, for me. Hope you're happy there. Set down very well. Happy great.
Well, there you are now. That's a nice little message there from Davey himself. And indeed, I know we will be happy there because I know the island so well. Going there since 1935, I think I know it pretty well by now. I don't feel I'm taking any risk at all by going to live there. But all I hope is that we'll be able to continue on in radio in some super small way. I find people from Manx Radio, they're absolutely wonderful people. I'm terribly friendly, and I think that I might get on someday, get a short program on air. So keep listening to Manx Radio where you can, and especially on Sunday. Now I'd like to thank Catherine, my dear niece, down there in 6 Pressfield Drive off the Thomas Avenue Extension. Catherine rang up to say, well, she had to be sad and all that. Well, I don't think anybody should feel a bit sad. Don't worry, we're not gone away to Australia or America. We'll be quite near. And Catherine, it's very nice of her to ring up, and on, I believe her Auntie Anne is in hospital. I think she found it in hospital. Well, I hope that she's doing well and that she'll be back home again soon. Catherine, you asked her to play a record for myself and Brown. I'll have to post in some days of time, it's fine. Also, another good customer, Mr. Brennan in Carmel, and their darling daughter, Linda, and she's 10, I think, 9, 10. And they live down there at 84 Mount Road. So I hope you're all well, and you both wish Fran and I all the very best and bon voyage, etc. Thank you very much, Gillian Carmel, for that. And you asked for the play a record from you, from yourselves, sure. So, Catherine has done the same, and I will indeed. I've chosen another great yoga, Harry Ferrani, who is one of the greatest yogas of the 1930s and 40s. He is singing a nice number called Starlight Serenade. It comes with orchestral accompaniment, and it's dedicated by Mr. Billy Brennan, Carmel, and a little girl, Linda, and also Catherine, for their successful lives. Thank you all again.
Magic sky, clear and bright, silver flower eyes, listen, pray to the lake of a lone pine. Nightingale fills the bay with his tender love song, calling to his lonely mate as I call to me.
From the 1930s, Harry Ferrani, and he was always billed as the greatest. He sang Starlight Serenade, and he's from the orchestral accompaniment. And that's dedicated by Carmel and Billy Brennan, and my dear niece, young Catherine, over there in 6th Festival Drive of Funds Avenue Extension. And also Billy Brennan and Carmel live at 84 Mount Road. Thank you all for that very kind call. Trying to find myself here at old Radio Galaxy. You're listening to the 87 show broadcast from Community Radio Galaxy on 196 meters, that's 15,000 kilohertz. And that's in the AM medium wave band. We have 12 minutes left of the show, and they're playing a record, a very amusing record for Mr. Jim Hayes, who is also a Mexican customer to the WHO, and his dear wife Nora, sitting down there in 89 Plymouth Avenue off Plymouth Road. Hello to you both, and thank you again for the phone call, Jim. Delighted that you're doing so well in health, and hope that you'll go on doing so, as you had a very bad time indeed. So Jim, for yourself and Nora, an amusing one here, Stan Freeberg, Yellow Rose of Texas.
Don't let me start with you. I'm just doing the rebel yell to kind of kick things off, you know what I mean? Yellow Rose in Texas, that I am gonna say. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. He cried, so when I met his party, now that's just a shade loud on the snare drum.
He's the sweetest little rose up that Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the blue.
Now you covered up sparkle like the dew. One of the loveliest parts in the whole
Texas is the only girl for me.
Covered up the piccolos there with a Rio Grande, with a Rio. Where? What? See, my feeling is that while I love a good snare drum, I feel that volume-wise, it's just a little bit too much what you're doing there. See you know what I mean? Now you try and hold it down, will you? I'll push it. Where the Rio Grande? I'll push it. Where the Rio Grande is flowing in starry sky, that's better. He walks along the river on the quiet. Oh, that's so much better. I know that he remembers when they parted long ago. You know that there's just a world of difference. Mercy.
He's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. It's hot to
see now, you're slipping back in your old habits again. Why do you do that? Why do you?
Texas is the only girl for me.
I love a good man from People, let's go back there. The snare drama covered up the tra-la-la. We can do it again. Smart Ellie. You see how lovely that turned out? Now that's a darling part. Okay, Banjo. Yup, dugga dugga dugga. That's pretty. Oh, now I'm going to that pretty. For my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily. Feel you ain't any kin to the snare drummer, are you?
He's the sweetest little robot that Texas has been.
Why do you do that? Why do you burst out like that? Irritates me. Oh, but the yellow rose of Texas. Hold on! You smart elephant Yankee drummer, you. You can cover up yelling. You can cover up rose, buddy, but don't you cover up Texas. Or I'll stick your head through that cotton-picking snare drum and secede from the band. So help me, Miss Miller, will.
And the yellow rose of Texas will be mine forever.
Cut it off there. The record's over. You idiot. Stop it. Stop it, I'll say. Stop it now. Stop it. I'm getting out of here. You ruined Mandy. One of the loveliest parts in the whole...
Well, that was Stan Freeberg in his very famous number, The Yellow Rose of Texas. And I played that special for Jim and Nora Hayes down there on 89 Plymouth Avenue. And I hope you enjoyed that one. Also, I'm going to do that for Sunday because that's one of my favorites. So make sure you bring that to the Isle of Man. Well, it is already wrapped up and ready to go because it's on tape now to bring to the Isle of Man because it's a big favorite. Well, the time is coming up now, 7:30 to 2 p.m. We're getting very near finishing time, unfortunately. And the old translator stuck as well. How can I break down today? Because it's been overrun a bit because I get a little more output for the last show, the last 78 show program, number 47 in the second series. And of course, we're recording the whole show. We have it on tape. And who knows, we might get an airing somewhere else. One never knows. Now, I'd like to call up a very special person for Fran and I, and a good customer to the 78 show, which unfortunately I've forgotten about for the last couple of weeks. Dr. Kelly down there in Rockland Road, I think. Well, Dr. Kelly, I hope you're listening, because I have a lovely record by Ireland's greatest great friend, John McCormack, and he's going to sing a lovely song. And this one, I know you've heard it before, and it's a real old favourite, I think, with McCormack's band in general. The Hawks have won the car as well. Joe McCormack tenor singing in the Heart of Once to Charles Hall. Piano accompaniment there was by Edwin Schneider. That was his lifelong accompaniment. Gerald Moore used to do some of the accompaniments, but it was mainly Eddie Schneider. And if you saw that great film of the great man, Song of My Heart, you would have seen Eddie Schneider playing the piano for him. Gerald, a wonderful film. Maybe someday we'll see it once again shown in Dublin. Well, now it's time for our very last record in the programme, and of course that lovely band, Ivy Benson and her all-girls band, with vocalist here, Rita Williams, and she's going to sing, and they're going to play a real oldie, A Tree in the Meadow. And incidentally, the mystery delivered mistake has been spotted, would you believe, by my longest listener, J.R. himself. Oh, leave to J.R., there's no fooling him. And actually, when he was singing on that record, the tape he made, he completely timed it so well. There was a vocal on that record, of course, it's Frank Sinatra, but Jim completely voiced over him and obliterated old Blue Eyes completely and did a fine job too. Congratulations again on that, Jim. Let's see you in the next.
Thank you. my thoughts always lie, and where you go, you always know I love you and I.
There, and that was the famous band of Ivy Benson and her all-girls band. Peter Williams was the vocalist there, and the deliberate mistake was spotted by J.R. and where I said it's the 87th show instead of the 78th show, but old J.R. gets an LP ringing its way to him, and in fact the orchestra that he had on his tape wasn't spotted by anybody. So I can say it was Ray Anthony and his orchestra was the mystery orchestra. Sorry that nobody got it there. Well, I'm afraid it's closing time now. The old 78 show has left to disappear from view. And I'd like to thank all my faithful listeners over the years for being with us and for all the wonderful messages and dedications we received. And we're so sorry that we are finishing up. But anyhow, don't worry, several times coming up, I'm sure. We now listen to our sixth tune, Aloha Oi. So I'd like to say on behalf of Frank and myself, a very, very, very firm goodbye, and do mind yourselves until I hope in the near future we make some sort of contact. And thank you for listening to the programme and for all the dedications and requests. And thank you for the use of your loudspeaker. Your grandfather makes a fine goodbye. Goodbye now for myself, Tony.
And goodbye, dummy. Do think it's not true. Think of all. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now, and do mind yourself, for we all need you. Now it's 3 minutes past two, and we now listen to our sixth tune, Aloha Oi, our final farewell to you.
Oh,
Radio Galaxy is now closing down on this frequency 2, 196 meters, that's 1512 kilohertz in AM medium wave band. It's now 5.5 minutes past 2 p.m. and I'd like to wish all my listeners a very good afternoon.